We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simin Kuf Pei Vav. Im Noshim Uketanim Chayovim Bebrechas HaMazon on page 180. We began yesterday, but we'll begin again tonight. Noshim Chayovos Bebrechas HaMazon. Women are chayv in benching. V'sofek hu im hein chayovos midaraisa umotzios es ha'anoshim. It is a sofek whether the chiyuv of women is from the Torah, in which case they can be motzi men. O im einon chayovos ela midarabanan. Or maybe they're only chayav in the rabbanon. Ve'ena motzios elo l'misha ein chiyuvo elo midrabbanon. In which case, if they're only chayav in the rabbanon, they could only be motzi those who are chayav only midrabbanon. So the Mishabura tells us what the suffix is in Sefkatan Aleph. Hem chayavos midaraisa. The tzad that they should be chayav midaraisa is l'fishi mitzvah asay shelo azman grama. This is a mitzvah asay without a binding of time, and therefore that's a tzad that should be daraisa. Or maybe it's only Elamid Rabbanan Sifkatan Beis, Midiksiv Al Ha'aretz HaTova, because it talks about the good land. V'noshim Ein Lohem Chelek Ba'aretz Mitzar Atzman. And women don't have their own Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Im Lo Bebas Yoreshes, unless it's a daughter who is Yarshining from a father, but Be'etzim, they themselves did not get a Nachala in Eretz Yisrael. Masha'en Ken Kohanim Leviim, which is not the case with the Kohanim and Leviim, even though they didn't get the regular land like everyone else got, Afal Pish Ein Lam Chelek, Bikom Bakom Yeishlam Arei Migrash, they did get the 48 Arei Migrash, even though they didn't get the regular cities. And therefore, that's enough for them to say, Al Ha'aretz HaTova. That's Pshat number one, V'yesh Omer Mishum Shalonitun Lahem Bris V'Torah, as we'll see later, one must say Bris V'Torah. In the benching, women who are not included in the chiyuv of Bris Milah or in the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, therefore they would not be chayav midaraisa, and therefore it is a suffix. The second side of the mechaber was that they might be chayav only midarabanan, and then they can only be motzi those who have a chiyuv midarabanan. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkaton Gimel, who is chayav only midarabanan, kigon shelo ochal kedei sviya. For example, someone who did not eat till he was full, she'ein chiyuvo ela midrabanan, in which case, he's only chaya midrabanan. So if women are chaya midrabanan, they would only be allowed to pater someone who only ate a kezayas or a kebeya, but not kedei sviya. Umesayim atur, the tour ends off and says, demipneishu sofek, since it is a doubt whether women are chaya daraisa or derabanan, naktinan de'ein motzios es ha'achirim she'ochlu kedei sviya. We take on that women cannot pater men that ate a kdei sviya who have a vada chiyuv daraisa because their chiyuv is only a suffix whether it's daraisa or derabanan. V'chein kosov harambam perakei milchus brachos. There's a very interesting note over here, note number 2, which is actually in the back of the sefer on page 34 at the very bottom. He says, umavur, it's clear from here, sha'af shi'esh suffix im muchuyavos heimin haTorah. That even though there's a suffix that maybe they are chayav midaraisa, mikomakom einon yecholos lahotzi es hanoshim hamuchuyavim min haTorah b'taras vaday. So even though women have a suffix that maybe they're chayav midaraisa, they can't pater men who are vaday chayav midaraisa. The afshar kosav le'el, even though we just learned a little while ago, shemishem avarech birkas hamazon sheinis mitam suffix, that one who is benching possibly a second time, because he doesn't remember if he benched or not. So Safek Daraisa L'chumra, he goes back and he benches. We said over there, he is Motzi Acherim She'ochlu Kedei Sviya HaMuchuyavim B'Birchas HaMazon B'Taras Vaday. There we said that Safek that's going back because of Safek Daraisa L'chumra, he can be Motzi, someone who has an absolute Vaday Chiyav Daraisa. So why is it over there the person who's going back to bench B'Taras Safek is able to Patur Daraisa? And a woman who has a suffix chiyav daraisa can't pater a vaday chiyav daraisa. So Scheinberg explains, Shesham yesh chiyav vaday. There, the person that's benching is a vaday bar chiyuva. Ve'asofik huim niftar. His only suffix is, was he patered already? Did he bench already? But he's a bar chiyuva. Ma'she'en ken kan she'etzem achiyav hu besuffik. When it comes to a woman, she's be'etzem a suffik. If she's a bar chiyuva, that's a lower level. And therefore, even though it's also a suffik, this type of a suffik, whether it's a suffik if you're a bar chiyuva or not, cannot be motzi someone who is a vada chiyuva. Continues the Mishabura on the top of page Tzadi Aleph. Koso b'shailos and shuva shar Ephraim. Isha she'ochlo kedei sviya. A woman who ate till she was full. V'nistapka in Bericha, and she is mesupuk if she benched, chayeves levarich. So she is mechuyeves to bench. So a woman who ate kedei sviya, which theoretically, if she was chayev midaraisa and benching, would give her a chiyev daraisa, but she's mesupik if she bench or not. So the Shara Ephraim says she's chayav es levarich. Ayin Shom Tamo, look over there for his reason. V'chein hiskim b'chay odom v'mogin yiborim. So we're first going to explain the tzad to pat to her from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and then we'll explain why they say she's chayiv. Achein b'chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger v'chein b'berke Yosef pasku she'ein atzrich alasar levarich. They say that she does not have to go back and bench again if she's mesupuk, even though she ate k'day sviya. V'chein mitzadei b'prima gadim. So we have over here a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim. Their reasoning is explained in note number 5. His bayar b'divreim tam adover. They explain the reason is Shekevan sheyesh sofek legabe chiyuvan shanoshim abirchas amazon imhu me'atora umed rabbanon. Since there is a sofek in the chiyuv of women in benching, whether it's the raisa or the rabbanon, imkein be'ofen shel sofek bracha. In a situation where she's not sure if she'd bench, it's a sofek bracha, nechshav hadover klape hadoraisa kesvek sveka. In terms of the chiyuv of the raisa, it's a svek sveka. Number one, sofek ha'im chayeves. Number one, is she chayev midaraisa or not? And even if she's chayav midaraisa, sofek in bircha, maybe she benched already. So klapi the daraisa is a sveik sveika, which would not be mechayav her. Uklapi ad rabbanon nechshav kesveika ad rabbanon shadino lokula. And klapi the rabbanon, there's only one sofek, maybe she benched. But that's a sofek ad rabbanon, we go lokula. And therefore it says in the Kiva Eger in the Prima Gadim that she is not mechuyavis to go back and bench. Because of this sveik sveika, maybe she's not chayav daraisa. And even if she's chayav daraisa, so then maybe she benched already. But the other poskim, the Shar Ephraim, and the Chai Odom, and the Mogen Giborim, they hold that it's not really a valid Sveik Sveika. Because even though it's true, if she benched already, she has no Chiyuv to bench. But if she's not Chayiv Midaraisa, she still has a Chiyuv to bench, Midarabanan. So therefore, they say that side of the Sveik Sveika is not a Vadai, is not a good Sufik. In other words, the Sufik, maybe she benched, so she doesn't have to bench. Maybe she didn't bench, so she has to bench. That's a good Sufik. But the next Sufik is maybe she's Mukhiyav to bench Daraisa. And maybe not, but still she's chayav d'rabbanan. And therefore that would not be enough of a sveik sveika to pat to her. And that explains this machlokas in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, "Mikomokom nira da'arot zelismoch adas Shar Ephraim v'siyato." One who wants to rely on the sheet of the Shar Ephraim and those who are with him to say that she does in fact go back to bench when she's mesupik if she benched after she ate a k'day sviya. Ein limchos piyodo, you should not protest against her. V'ayim bebir halacha. So first of all, note number 60 points out, the one who wants to be taking himself out of a sofek, the Kaf HaChaim writes, "Shetochal od kezayis pas, utavarach berchas hamazon," she should eat another kezayis of bread, "and bench, usachavin liftor gamas achila kodemes," and she should have in mind to pater even her first achila, "elo shebechiai gavni yitzrich levarach shuv hamotzi," but in that case, she would have to make another hamotzi, "mishum shenachsheves kenimlach," she's like changing her mind, she decided not to eat now, she decided to eat again, she'd have to make another bracha. So Eitzah number one, the Kaf HaChaim gives, is that she can eat another kezayis and bench on both achilus. O she tishma birchas hamazon mi'acher v'techavin lotzei shedechovo, or she can hear benching someone else and be motzei through them. But then he ends off the note with a psak of a Shlomo Zalman, which is very interesting. V'das lagonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she kedai lahoros lo she tevarich. It's kedai to instruct this woman who is mesupik if she benched or not, that she should in fact bench again. Kedai she lo tehei birchas hamazon kalu beineha. So that birchas hamazon should not be light in her eyes. V'lo tavona hanoshim with a kilkul sheyizbru she'einan chayavos levarich. Women should not walk away with the mistaken notion that they're not chayav in benching. And therefore, even though there are strong tzadim, like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, like Rabbi Kiva Eger says that she should not go back because the sveik sveik on the daraisa, still, it is best, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, to rely on the sheet of the Shar Ephraim and to go back. So women should not be mezalzel in birchas hamazon. Now there's two bir halachas that we'll see, turning back to page 180, number one. On the tzad that birchas hamazon was daraisa, we said that women could pater men. So the bir halacha writes, "Umotzios es hanoshim," they could be motzi men, "hainu kigon sha'amru bris v'tora." In order for a woman to be motzi a man in benching, it has to be that she said bris v'tora, which the man is absolutely required to have. The afagav she'ain tzrichin lomar, even though the women don't have to have it. So on the tzad that women are going to pater men, they would obviously have to say bris v'tora. The next bir halacha that we'll see is elamid rabbanon, the last one on 180. So we said it's a suffix whether benching for women is the raisa or the rabbanon. V'ayim b'mishnah berurah le'inyan isha shenistabka in bercha. Look what we just discussed in the mishnah berurah, the machlokas aposkim, whether a woman should go back if she's mesupik if she benched. V'dan, you should know, da'afta mishulchan aruch mashma shehechzik b'das haraman v'arosh. Even though from the Mechaber it's mashma that he's taking on the shita of the Rambam and the Rosh and the Baal Meor and the Riaz v'siatum the Noshem v'brachas Amosum sofek hu em chayovas midaraisa. The Mechaber is clearly taking on like those Rishonim that it's a sofek whether the Chayim midaraisa or the Rabbanim. And the reason is mishum davi baya velo ifshita b'shas. It's a Gemara's question that's not answered. And therefore they take on that it's a suffix. Mikol makom, still you should know, says the Beralocha, lo brira kulihai, it's not so poshut to take on the tzad that it's a suffix. V'yesh harbe migidole, turn two pages, harishonim, the svir lud hem chayavos vadeh midaraisa. There's a whole slew of rishonim who hold that women in fact are chayv and beshi midaraisa. Skip to the third to last line in the Beralocha on 182, in the first piece. V'alkein niril anias daiti, therefore it appears in my humble opinion, says the Chavetz Chaim, Da'asomech al-das ha-shar Ephraim u-shari achronim. One who relies on the Shar Ephraim and the other achronim. Ha-matzrichim lo-isha lachzor levarech lo-hissid. If you rely on those shittas and you go back to bench again, if you are a woman, you will not lose out by going back to bench. Te-belav ho-chi das ha-rishonim ha-nal de-chayeves be-vadeh midaraisa. Since there are so many rishonim that hold that she's chayev midaraisa for sure, therefore you certainly can rely on those shittas who say that even if it's a suffix, she could go back and bench again if she's Masupuk when she ate Kedei Sviya. Let's begin the Mechaber and Sif Beis on page Tzadi Aleph, the top line. Koton Chayev Midirabonon Kedei Lechancho. A Koton, like all of the mitzvos, is Chayev Midirabonon for chinuch reasons to bench. Ve'ahide ben mevarech lo'aviv. And that which the Gemara discusses, a child who is a Koton benching on behalf of his father, Kishalo Ochal Ha'ov Kedei Sviya. It's talking about a case where the father did not eat till he was full, she'eino chayev ela midirabonon. And therefore the father is only chayev and benching midirabonon. Memela, the son was also chayev midirabonon, could be motzi his father in that case. Says the Mishabura in Sif Katan Dalet, Katan chayev midirabonon, hainu afilu lo'ocha ra kezayis. This is even if the child only ate a shir derabonon, he only ate a kezayis. Gam kein chayev midirabonon l'chancho. There is still a mitzvah of chinuch, even though it's really two derabanan. His whole mitzvah is derabanan, and he only ate a shear that would be chayav a gadol midrabanan. Still, was the mitzvah of chinuch on that child. Sifkaton hey vahe the ben mevarach la'aviv. That which the Gemara says, a child could bench for his father. Ratzalomer hahe the isa beGemara the ben katan mevarach umotzi as aviv beberchas amazon g'shein yodei levarich. That a son that's a katan could bench and be motzi his father in benching if the father does not have a bench. That's dafka sifkaton vav yishelo ochal ha'av kedei sviya. Where the father did not eat enough to be satisfied. Avayim ochal ha'ov kedei sviya. But if the father ate enough for a chiyav daraisa benching, that he's full, shechayv levarach min ha'torah, ein beno katan mechuyav rak min derabanan. His son who's a katan is only mechuyav min derabanan. Ein beno katan shemechuyav rak min derabanan, yochal otzio. His son who's only chayv min derabanan cannot pater the father who has a chiyav daraisa. So that Gemara is only talking about a son patering his father when the son's a katan, if the father only ate a shear that's mechayv him midrabanan. The kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, the katan eino motzi as ha'isha. A katan can't even pater a woman who ate kedei sviya. The shema midaraisa chayavis. Because maybe a woman, like we just discussed, maybe she's chayv midaraisa. And therefore the katan who's only midrabanan can't be motzi the woman who has a tzad, a strong tzad, as we just saw in the Beralacha, that she's chayv midaraisa. She ate a kedei sviya. Sivkot, even if a man ate not kedei sviya, he could pater him. So certainly a woman. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's sivkot and zayin. In that case, where the father ate a less than kedei sviya, he's only chayav the rabbanon. V'im gam haben lo ochal kedei sviya. What if the son only ate a kedei sviya? We saw in sivkot and dalud, if the son only ate a kedei sviya, you still have a mitzvah to mechanechim on the trade rabbanons. It's only chinuch, and he only ate a shir derabanan. But what about patering his father, who only ate a shir derabanan? He only has one derabanan. The son has two derabanans. The whole mitzvah of chinuch is only derabanan, and he only ate a shir derabanan. So in that case, the havi yatzlo trade derabanan in motzi la'aviv, if he's motzi his father or not, yesh deos ben aposkim. That's the machlokas in the poskim, the yesh l'achmir, one should be machmir, that in that case, the son should not bench to pater his father. Now I'd like to see a few notes about the katan, and then we'll begin, Mirat Hashem, the next simon. In note number 7, it's a very interesting halacha that we pointed out in the Bi'alacha way back in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, kedai to review. We said over there that even though we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, in many instances, you don't really have to have kavana. Because in many instances, the situation shows us that you have kavana. You're standing in the shul on Rosh Hashanah listening to the shofar, and you spaced out. You didn't exactly have kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah daraisa. But why you in shul so long on Rosh Hashanah morning, sitting there with your ear like that? You're obviously there to hear the shofar. That's considered having kavana, and you don't have to worry if you don't have kavana, according to some of the poskim. It was very hard to find a case where you're not going to be yotze because Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, you didn't have Kavana. Because most cases, it's clear you're having Kavana for that. One of the examples was benching, and that's what he brings out in note number 7. If you are a Rebbe of first or second graders, and you are benching with your class, you also ate. So you're chayav in benching, and you're helping your Talmid to bench. We learned earlier, you must have in mind when you're benching with the children that you're pattering yourself as well. If you got to have this in mind and you bench with the kids, lo yotze, not yotze. Because mitzvah shrikas kavana, and you don't have kavana. And we can't say, well, why else are you benching if not for your mitzvah? Because you're doing it to help the kids. And therefore, in that case, would not be yotze. But if you didn't eat till you were full, it was a shvacha lunch that day, they didn't give out so much, and you didn't get a k'dei sviya. So there the Bir Halacha writes, shekeven shebofen zeh ein chiyuvo el medrabanan, since then you're only chayim medrabanan, efshir sheyesh lismoch al das haradvaz. Maybe you could rely on the shita of the radvaz, shebemissas derabanan ein tzarech kavana latzeis. That when it comes to a mitzvah derabanan, which the benching is in that case, you don't need kavana to be yotze. Umishum kach eino tzar lasser levarach. In that case, the Rebbe would not have to go back and bench again. V'sayim and the beralocha ends off shelachachilo yechavin lotzeis gam avur atzmo. Lachachilo you should have in mind to be motzi yourself as well. O she yechavin beferish shelo lotzeis. Or you should have in mind when you're benching with the kids not to be yotze. V'yavarach achar kach avur atzmo. And then you can do your own benching afterwards by yourself. Let's look at note number 8. Note number 8 is going on the Mishnah Berurah that said that even if the katan only ate a kezayis, he's also chayev in benching. What about a katan shelo ochal shir kezayis? Should you be machanech a child to bench if he ate less than a shir kezayis? An adult who eats less than a kezayis has no chiyav berachas hamazon. So Shlomo Zalman was done im yesh inyan lachanecha berachas hamazon. The kosev and he writes shim ochal kedei sviya. If the child ate a kedei sviya, meaning it's less than a kezayis, but it was a kedei sviya, he said, I'm full. Then yesh lechancho levarach. Then you should be mechadach of the bench. Kevan shilashitas aprim begodim, godol chayiv b'chiyagadim midaraisa. The prim begodim holds that a godol who eats less than a kezayis, but it fills him up, he's chayiv midaraisa in benching. And therefore, the katan, you certainly could be mechadach in benching if he eats less than a kezayis, if he's full. Ach im loach al kedei sviya. But if he ate less than a kezayis and he's not full, ein lechancho bekach. You shouldn't be mechanech him to bench. V'zehu chinuch ufakir, that's the chinuch. She'en mevorech apachos mikashir. You don't bench when you don't eat the right shir. Ach b'makom she'e safek im ochal kezayis. But in the case where you're not sure if the child ate a kezayis or not, av she'dinok a savei drabanon l'kula, even though really it's a savei drabanon, we should go l'kula, mikomakom efshir lechancho levorech b'chazamos. And in that case, there's a stronger tzad to say that you could be mechanech him in benching. In note number 9, he points out, u'le'inyan katan she'ochal kedei sviya. A katan who ate till he was full, v'histapik in berach. He's a mislubik if he benched or not, so really his whole benching is the rabbanah. You should say savi rabbanah l'kula. But Hashem Zaman Orba says, she'tzor lachzor levarech, he should go back and bench again, kedei lechancho she'yasa kein l'ksheyia gadol. Because when he's a gadol, and he does eat a kedei sviya, and he's chayv d'oraisa, and he's mislubik, he has to go back and bench again. So even though now he's a katan, so his mitzvah is only chinuch, is only the rabbanah, but still the chinuch of the d'oraisa is to let him go back if he ate a shir sviya, and he should bench on a suffik. That ends for us Simen Kuf Pei Vav. And now we will begin Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. Diyukim benusach birchas hamazon. Yesh omrim baruch masbiya l're'evim. Some people say, before the beginning of benching, these additional words of baruch masbiya re'evim, blessed is the one who fills up the hungry. He satisfies the hungry ones. Ve'ein la'amro. But says the Mechaber, you shouldn't say this. That most of Gareya, one who adds on, is taking away. You're really ruining things. V'im omar bimkom birchas hazon. If instead of saying the first bracha of benching, you said, brich rachmana. Can you pass me a sitter, please? Thank you. Bruch Rachmana Malka Mori Dai Pita. Instead of saying the regular bracha, thank you so much. Instead of saying the regular bracha of benching of Hazona Sakol, you said Bruch Rachmana, blessed is Hashem, the king, the Mori Dai Pita, the ruler of this bread. Then your Yotze. V'yesh omrim shetzarach sheyachtom bruch rachmona dezon kula. Some say you're not yotze unless you also end off with the bracha of bruch rachmona dezon kula. So you have to have the beginning of bracha and the end a bracha as well. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Aleph, yesh omrim, some people say, baruch masbir re'evim, haynu shahayu nohogim lomar kolam aschos bruch zamazom. This is an addition they would say in the beginning of benching. But you shouldn't do that because I'm most of Korea, Sifkot and Beis. You shouldn't add to the matbeah the chachamim established in the brachos. And now the Mishnah Berurah gives us some various ha'aras in benching, which is why I need a bencher. Lo yomar kili olam chasto imanu. You shouldn't say in the first bracha when we say kili olam chasto, you shouldn't add on imanu with us. Ki chasodav heim im kol chai. Because the chesed of Hashem is not only with us, it's with all living creatures. To say kili olam chasto imanu is like limiting Hashem's chesed. And at the end of Noda Lecha, when we say Sha'ata Zon, so you should say Sha'ata Zon, which is the way we have it in. We have that in the bracha as well. In the very end, V'alchaim Chaim V'chadish Chadvano V'alachilas Mazon Sha'ata Zon. So the Mishnah Berurah points out it should be Sha'at Hazon Komatz Tachas Hashin. It should be a Komatz Tachas Hashin. And then Anachnu Modim, which is in the beginning of the Al HaKol Hashem Lokeinu, Anachnu Modim Loch. You should say Anachnu Modim Velo Anu. Why shouldn't you say Anu Modim? The Anu Hu Lashon Aninus. That's a Lashon of Aninus. We don't want to mention that. And then we say later in that bracha, Yisbara Shimcha Befi Kochai Velo Bepeh. Should Befi Kochai and not Befeh Kochai. And then it says in Rachim, towards the end of Rachim, we say, Re'enu zuneinu parnaseinu. So Re'enu should be with a shva, Re'enu, tachas ha-reish, under the reish, velo b'cholom. It shouldn't be ro'enu, ki hu loshen bakasha. Because we're trying to make a bakasha over here, and the proper bakasha is Re'enu, which means to tend to us, to take care of us. That's a bakasha, so it should be Re'enu, which is our girsa. Therefore, you should also say the next word, Re'enu Zuneinu. You shouldn't say Zoneinu. Again, with a cholam, this one should be Zuneinu with a Melafum. Melafum, so, which everyone's familiar with. The Zu, the U is that, the Nakuda. And that also means a Bakasha. So, Re'enu, you should tend to us. Zuneinu, you should be Zonos. And then, back to the first bracha, lo chasar lanu val yechsar lanu. We say that he didn't make us lacking and he shouldn't make us lacking in the future. Fine. Zok de Mishnah Berurah Vayitei Sukkot and Gimel. Malka Mori. We said if you said in the place of the bracha of Hazon, Brich Rachmana Malka Mori Dai Pita. So Malka Mori, Ulufi Masha Kasav Machaber, Lakamon Besirin Reish Yudalad. According to the Machaber says, later on in Reish Yudalad, Mairi de Omar Malka di Alma. It has to be over here that you said Brich Rachmana Malka di Alma Mori da Hapita. You have to add in the Alma. V'ayim Masha Kasav Nushan. Look what we wrote over there. And look at note number 3 where he summarizes. There the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shem Dilag Tevas Ha'olam. If you leave off the word Melech Ha'olam, you're lo yatsa yidei chavaso. That's the Mechaber says later on. The Kasav Mishnah Berurah Shana, the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, and the Bir Halacha writes, Shadas ha'evin ha'ozer she'meisafek ain't tzarach lachzor levarich. If you said melech, you didn't say ha'olam, meisafek, you would not have to go back. He argues with the mechaber. Uladin halacha lomaisa hela b'bir halacha sham. The Bir Halacha comes out over there, it depends. If you forgot to say ha'olam, what you said by melech. Shem omar melech levad belo tevas ha'olam. If you just said melech without ha'olam, tzarach lachzor levarich, you have to go back and say the bracha again. Ulam im omar ha'melech. Instead of Melech Olam, you say Ha Melech, the King, which is a stronger mashmos of the King of the world, with a Hei Yedia, Mistaber She'enu Chozer Mavarach. Then you would not have to go back. So that's what it comes out. You should say Melech Olam. If you didn't say Ha'olam, the Bir Halacha comes out. If you just said Melech, you're not Yotze. If you said Ha Melech instead of Melech Olam, then you would not have to go back. Sifkot and Dalet tells us that if you said Brich Rachmana Malka, the Alma, Murray, the High Peter, you are Yotza. Zakta Mishabura, Yidei Bracha Rishona, Shi Brichas Hazon. You're Yotza, the first Bracha of benching, which is the Bracha of Hazon. The Avshe Kitzer Meora Bracha, even though you abbreviated the Bracha tremendously, Velo Amoro Kinusuch Shetiknu Chacham in Lashon HaKodesh. You said nothing like the Bracha that was established by Chazal in Lashon HaKodesh. Afilu Achi Yotza B'Dievet, still your Yotza B'Dievet. Ho V'Hizkir Shem U'Malchus V'Inyan HaBracha. You mentioned the Shem Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, and the topic of the Bracha. Where did you mention the Shem? So he says in brackets, Da Hashem Yisbarach. The name Yisbarach, HaYukoren Oso B'Lashon Rachmana. So Hashem's name was referred to as Rachmana, and therefore Brich Rachmana, Rachmana takes the place of Hashem's name. And therefore, since you said the Iker part of the Bracha, which is the Shem Hashem, the Malchus, and the main topic of the Bracha, which Hashem is Zon everyone, so then you are Yotze B'Dyevin. Umashma Od. It's mashma further to Ledeya Rishona Afshilo Chisem Gamke Mahani. It's mashma the Mechaber right over here. He says you're Yotza. Even without the Chasima of the Bracha, you're Yotze. The after Kaimalon, the Mokum Shamru Lachtom, Eino Rashe Shalom Lachtom. Even though we hold a Bracha that was made a long Bracha with a beginning Baruch and an ending Baruch, you have to end it with a Baruch. You're not allowed to not end it with a Baruch. So why Yotze over here? Mikom Makom, but the Eved Yotza. That's a din l'chavchila, that when it says Baruch at the end, you should say Baruch at the end. But if you don't say it, you're not Yotzei l'chavchila, but you are Yotzei b'dieved. The second opinion over here who says you have to end off with the ending bracha, he holds the huli kuva af b'dieved, that the Baruch at the end is ma'ak even b'dieved, that you're not Yotzei. The ayin b'bach shekosav, look in the back where he writes, d'nirili l'ikir ha'deya hazo, that this appears to be the ikir deya, that you're not Yotzei even b'dieved. Ve'viu b'El Yerabba, and that's what El Yerabba brings down as well. V'inei kol zehu dafka b'dieved. This whole din of saying these other lashonos, these other languages, that's only b'dieved. Ava l'chadchilo l'kuli alma ein l'shanos klal minusach habrocha shetiknu lono chachomim zal. But l'chadchilo, according to everyone, you should not change at all from the Nusach HaBracha that Chazal was mistaken for us. Ukumo Shemavuah B'Rama Perek Aleph Nekriya Shema, like the Rama brings down in Perek Aleph Nekriya Shema, Uperek Aleph Nechos Brachos. Umashma B'Achronim Diolodim Ketanim Nucha L'Chanchim L'Chadchila B'Nusach Zeh B'Pirchas Hazon. When it comes to kids, you mechanech them in benching, there it is Mashma from the Achronim that you could be mechanech them in these abbreviated forms of the Bracha of Hazon for benching. V'chein ma'at ma'at mikol bracha, and you could add on an abbreviated form in each bracha as you bring mechanech your kids. Ad sheyedu levara kol bracha ketikuna, until they get older and they learn more and they're able to say all the brachos. So even though it's really only b'dievet to say the brachos in this abbreviated fashion, however, to mechanech children, you can do it l'chadchila to start them off to eventually get them to learn the whole benching. We'll stop here and Mirtz Hashem will pick up on Sunday with Sid Beis.